some of this stuff to them, so they. But I want to make sure that you were agreeing with it. Just the final thing was that they were to change the rear balconies to match the front balconies. I don't know if you remember, but they were a different style. So you would ask them, well, let's be consistent and have the same type of balconies on the north as you have on the south. So do those look
I remember that.
Okay?
I think they did that.
Yeah.
So, sounds like items 4 and 5 are the two.
Well, and 1 also, right? I mean, or do we just want to say you've got it, you're a date, and call it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then 4.
Well, the part about 1 about the 6-inch space is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Questionable if landscape is right. Appropriate.
Right.
I don't think the east elevation and the landscaping are mutually exclusive.
Right.
Meaning?
I mean, the landscape plan that includes the east elevation, and we already decided that that's not working with the plants and the type of plant, and so I think the two.
Right.
And I'll also check on that chain link fence, as long as we know. So, they'll be back. But this helps, because it lets them know what needs to be done.
Yeah. So you didn't have pass muster tonight anyway, would they?
No. Mm-hmm.
Just as a point of discussion, while we're discussing points of discussion. Some people out on this on the board. In a building of this size, such a small building, dealing with the idea of blank facades, it's not like a large expanse of blank everything. Would that be mitigated if that wall was a nice material as opposed to this appears to be some sort of coral stucco? But if it was brick, or if it was a richer material, would that all by itself represent a nice enough wall to mitigate blankness?
Mm-hmm. I do like the different materials. Instead of a homogeneous wall, a homogeneous blank wall, even with patterning, I think is tough to break up. So I kind of like the idea that, you know, the trellis is breaking it up and giving it some pattern, distinct patterns, as opposed to score lines in the drive it or something like that.
See, was your question, if they had a uniform color material along that whole wall, or talking about breaking up to different
colors? No, I'm just thinking
using a
uniform
superior material.
For example, a nice one.
Right.
You know, like looking at the wall of the library, for example. That if you could tolerate if we felt we could tolerate a greater expanse of blank wall, if it was a material that was somehow inherently nice.
Right.
I guess we just have to see it. I like the back of the Bungie Studios, and that's all mechanical, but it actually looks kind of cool.
I mean, I think you can do that.
Seriously. You know, but I never would have thought it if somebody had asked me. So I guess you just have to see it.
I agree with
you. Yeah.
I think you can do that, but, you know, my fear is just like some of these developer homes that run the brick 6 feet back and stop it, you know, and you get that glimpse of it every time. It's got to end into something.
No, there's a great danger in using a nice material as paint.
Yes.
You know, using brick as paint is probably not the coolest idea.
So it's the same kind of thing where maybe you got to punch a little relief in there so it runs back and holds itself in a corner.
You know, something else, excuse me, but I just sort of... I was noticing. Well, I guess it works. They're showing that parapet line kind of returning back, it looks like.
I think it just steps down.
Steps down, okay.
You can see the lower one actually laps. And
the other thing is that the breakup of the trellis of the elevation doesn't match the perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a break here?
I really like Kevin's idea of just giving it, even if you put a 6-inch relief on that facade to break it up from the next to it. Maybe work to accent a little color there, but I don't even know if that's absolutely necessary. But would just give it enough of a break.
Lined arcade and maybe a subtly different material all by itself would be enough without the 6 inches of irrigation. Yeah. And
right.
Mm. So you're, I guess, let me see if I am getting the gist of what you're saying. The landscape may not ever be successful because of this size of the where it's drawing the earth is just not wide enough to make something work. So the likelihood of that thing failing is pretty great. So would we accept something totally different? Is that where you're going? Because they're relying upon landscaping to make a break. And this is pretty thin, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's up against a stucco building. It's not a place where you want to have, you know, water soaking. You usually need at least 6 inches to buffer the building from the landscaping.
Yeah.
So,
this stuff.
But, you know, I guess I'm curious what the trellis, I mean, can, if the trellises were cool enough, they could probably hold their own without any plants to soften it. Because
yeah.
What I'm saying is if it's a real contemporary building, it's got this kind of ornamentation on it. I know you hate that word, but why, you know, maybe the trellises, if they're cool enough, are enough.
Yeah.
Especially the way they've got them here, almost like fake, you know, faux windows.
It's like a little bit of art almost on the side there. Yeah.
It's a great, you know, they don't need to, you know, try to force plants on us.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was reacting to, is Phyllis's concerns the landscape might not be successful, both in the 6 inches and 6 inches of, to ask somebody to irrigate a 6-inch gap.
No, I'm talking about the back. There's some back beds and containers and trees in the front. The 6 inches is especially a stucco building. You're just asking for trouble to try to water a little trench right up against the building like that. So I would say take it out. Like I said, I don't remember mentioning putting landscaping in that 6-inch. I don't think they had it in their original, but...
I interpreted, Steve, your comment to be, your question, I guess, is as at some point, does a building become small enough that the blank facade isn't as imposing as it... Or that it needs to be...
Yeah, I wasn't talking about this specific building or this
right.
specific elevation or this specific design response. More in the... just in a general sense, when we're dealing with buildings, and probably maybe buildings are a little more straightforward than this, or a little more modern articulation. But you know, you wander around Europe and you see beautiful, textural, spectacularly wonderful blank walls. You know, that either they required a patina or they're just crazy enough in their materials, and that. It seems to me possible that all by itself, a wall can be nice without windows, without a lot of lumps and bumps, without a lot of architecture, without a lot of articulation.
Yeah.
If it's made of stone or brick or well articulated in its material, corten, something that just is rich to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sort of sounding people out on that because this seemed to be getting as close to that as we've seen in a little while.
I don't hold much hope that this building would
be successful.
Would use those kinds of materials. Talking.
No, they don't appear to be going that direction. I don't. It's more just.
Yeah.
Having a.
I think it's possible.
Having a question.
Case by case basis. I wouldn't want to set precedent. Say
right.
You can. Just case by case basis for me.
And also, we were kind of hinting around by some of our questions earlier about whether or not this facade will be visible for very long anyway. So
right. But I know we struggle in downtown environments with how to enrich the pedestrian experience and
right.
all that. And then you also struggle with the fact that sometimes you end up, when you're building in a close urban quarters, you end up with black walls. And
yeah.
and so the issue is going to come up again and again and again and again.
Right.
And it's just
right.
a matter of sort of finding what the point of view might be with regard
right.
to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question.
Okay.
Did we see these awnings? Do we know what they are? On the top floor?
Yeah.
I mean, they had been noted before. I don't know.
I'm almost certain.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're awnings, and I think that this is just
okay.
the graphics
okay.
that make them look like that solid. But I'm not.
So whatever that material
I can check
is.
Check on that.
I'm just curious with what that material is and then what's on the top. If it looks like it's masked in the tops of these windows. I just don't remember.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I can tell.
Okay. Maybe it's red canvas. So.
Yeah.
I think it's this color right here.
Never mind. Yeah, that's what I did. I remember because I brought this up about in this angle actually that they did the shot of the crab cracker. What I was thinking of is back up around Acropolis Pizza where you're looking down.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this wall because it's at least twice the height of the crab cracker.
So, see if we can get a couple of
yeah.
views. Get that view as well.
Further back, even though it might be at some time in the future, and how long do I have to put up with
right.
Right. I had already told them to do that. Okay. I mean, so they're planning on doing it for the next meeting.
This angle actually makes the crab cracker wall look project higher
larger.
Up against the
yeah.
wall of this. Yeah.
Yeah, they show some vegetation there that I'm not sure where it's growing anyway.
I don't know.
It sure hasn't grown in that 6 inches, kind of peeking up above the crab cracker.
Oh, wall. There's some. You mean these trees?
There's
some on the site that belong to that
yeah.
other lot,
right.
towards back.
Okay.
At least that's what the site plan said. Existing row of evergreen trees at property line. That's a good question.
Okay.
Are those going to survive if they're on the property line and the building's being built 6 inches away?
That was another thing we had talked about. If
you tell me.
Can we have arborists that answer that one for
yeah.
us? Maybe the last few. It's hard to tell exactly on this. You know, are they really lined
yeah.
up?
That's not on their property, though.
It's, well, it says it's on the line.
Their, the health of the trees on
there. Yeah, no, oh, my God. I know. I'm just saying, how far do we go with that? Not. Okay, well,
okay.
I'll finish them. They'll be back in September. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Okay. Second inning?
No, I'm afraid we're in the third. Minnesota Twins.
Okay. Ready for a...
They play small ball.
Yeah. We sharpen up for a real live applicant now?
Yes.
Okay.
So the next item is the continuation of the Design Response Conference for the Slater Avenue Mixed Use Project. And at the last meeting, the Design Review Board asked the applicant to come back with... plans, drawings, and details that address the items that are on the list in front of you. And they are there wasn't a packet prepared ahead of time, so they're going to go ahead and just present the information tonight, and then we'll just open it for discussion.
Evening. Jeff Bates, Sugar Bates Architects, 911 Western, Seattle, Washington. Okay. Okay. So what I've got tonight is we've got our most current drawings, as John mentioned. Also loaded up here, we have the previous slides as well, if we want to go back and forth and just look at any of the project development. But I'll just kind of move quickly through here, and basic program unchanged. Tonight we're exploring some of the things that we were talked about last time, the relationship between the levels of the building. We talked about the concrete base and the relationship to the sort of superstructure, if you will. The signage and entry components along Slater, more development of landscape and lighting, and then we had some comments in terms of building materials, color, and some of the detailing as well. So the site and the context. One thing just while we're here in terms of the context, the lower right hand, kind of hard to see, but there is a rockery and some grading in place here, and the asphalt is at elevation around 190 or so. So when we look at the west elevation of the building, you can just kind of refer back to that photograph. and the site. We were just looking at the rockery in here along 190. As you recall, basically we're at around 206 here, relatively flat here, dropping off toward the west, and then dropping toward the north a bit, especially in here. In addition to the landscaping we're doing up to the north of us in the urban forest, urban park, we're also going to be looking at doing some grading here as well to further blend the landscaping down to the north to the Slater Avenue project. I wanted to just bring these in some respects, and this will make more sense when I go into the elevations. One of the moves we've taken a look at, one of the things we heard last time about the building, especially from the public, is it's a large building. And so one of the things that we've done, you remember we talked a bit about this band here. Last time we came, we actually had that in a dark, kind of a dark periwinkle or lavender-colored hardy board. We're actually proposing having that darker and changing that material to a metal, rib metal paneling, which is vertical, and we think will give it some more texture along with the darker color. It'll make that recede even more. One thing kind of going back to the original is as well as the massing here, you can see how this massing doesn't actually go all the way around the building. It sort of, in a way, kind of turns up here, so we get a little bit of a different expression on the west perspective than we do around kind of the northeast, kind of where the arms of the building come out and define the courtyard. We've actually gone back to that, and without kind of going back to the previous kind of elevations, I'll just kind of remind you of that right now. So you'll see, while that wasn't specifically asked for, we've made some changes in this portion of the building that we think do help kind of articulate and break the massing of the overall components down even better. So where we are currently with our perspectives of the project, we've made a great deal of additional development here. The board will appreciate that the plans now match the elevations on further scrutiny. So we have a couple of tweaks on these elevations that reflect that, and actually we think improves the overall design of the building. We've continued further development here. We have some more detailed photos kind of in closer views to take a look. You can see the kind of the darker material here in the base that kind of wraps around. We have more detail here. We'll show you some closer views, but we've developed the main entry canopy here. And one of the things we were asked to do was to develop kind of the retail versus the residential entry to the building. Really, in fact, there really isn't a differentiation like that per se. This is the main entry to the building, and it's the access to the elevator core for the residents as well as the people that are working at the building. There's also another storefront entry component here for an office tenant as well, but I'll show you a little bit more on the floor plan how that works. Let's see, just a view looking a bit from the north here. And this is what I was talking about before in terms of, instead of having that recessed portion go all the way around the building, what we've actually done on the west kind of facade here is to drop this the wooden part of the building, the wood siding, down a level, and then we've sort of done a reversal here. Instead of our accent band being kind of defining between the upper floors and the base, we've actually, this steps down, and we've actually used a lighter, this is a 4-inch siding, this is a 6-inch siding with a lighter paint color that we think does a couple of things. One, it helps further articulate the west facade. It gives us a different, kind of a very subtle but different way of treating this kind of west kind of bar portion of the building differently from the arms. This is that kind of slot that you saw in the massing model. And just, again, helps to articulate and with some of the components here, just treat them a little bit differently. On the west facade, this is wrought iron fencing that we'll talk about a little bit more in terms of that courtyard facing to the west. One of the things to recall as well is when the building is completed, you'll see probably these upper three floors above the hotel to the west of us. So again, we think it's important to in some respects, you know, Slater is kind of a lower scale, quieter, more pedestrian oriented, kind of keeping the detail low. We think on Slater toward the west, it's almost doing the opposite thing. We want to have, you know, the move more toward the top of the building, because we think from 405, seeing that, you know, kind of inboard from the hotel a little bit, will add some more detail and scale. I think last time we were here, the board commented favorably on how we'd done the massing on the west facade, kind of creating a negative space here that relates to the negative space on Slater. Again, this is the existing asphalt to the west of us, the rockery, the landscaping, and then looking a bit from the north, you can see how we've graded and minimized a bit more the amount of cast-in-place concrete you'll see in them as the building meets grade. One of the other things the board commented on, and you'll be able to see this a little bit better in some of the elevations, is to look at, instead of doing this kind of banding that we had at the base of the building, we had a fairly consistent banding at about 18 inches on center. We've gone to more of a sort of a panelized approach visually toward the concrete. It's still cast in place, but we have a little bit different of a reveal system here, where we basically are from the grade up. When we're from the grade down, we've continued the horizontal rustication, so we actually are differentiating the concrete in two different ways, one from the sidewalk up, a bit more of a refined use of the panels, and then when we get from the grade below, more of a kind of a rusticated way, providing a base to settle the building down into the ground. And we can come back to these later, just kind of for a big picture. We were asked to look, provide a view, kind of a low northwest view. Again, you can see here the, you know, looking at the building kind of settling down into the site. This is the where we're trying to establish for the trash for the building. You recall we have hopefully getting the easement, the ability to get the easement toward the west here, so that we can actually have our trash loading off the west on this alley, or this vehicular kind of access point toward the hotel. And then we had the option, in case this doesn't happen, of having an alternate loading trash up here that gives access over to Slater. Just a couple more views. We were also asked to look a little bit more about the screen wall and about, you know, what kind of mechanical systems might actually show up on this building. So what we've done is, based on air conditioning for the top units, this is the array of package units we'd have up on the roof of the building. This is a 5-foot metal panel screen wall, which would be the same metal panel, the profile and color, as the metal panel that we're using here at this reveal. Again, you can see the reveal here, how it kind of traces up, and then this kind of west bar of the building is articulated a little bit differently. And then just another view toward the southeast, looking at, again, just the rooftop and some of the articulation along Slater. I'm trying to think of some of the other things we were asked to take a look at in terms of just big picture items. Those are the basic components dealing with massing. In terms of elevations, again, you can see we've got a canopy here at the main entry of the building, which is basically just kind of oriented with this particular bay here, whereas the canopy here kind of slides across the entire width here. You can see again the darker material that we're using here, and on the south elevation, this gives a good indication of kind of how the reveal stops and kind of rides up here and helps articulate this massing separate from this massing. You can see the lighter color we're using at the 6-inch siding versus below this band, the 4-inch siding. Also, you can see kind of the more panelized approach to the cast-in-place concrete, still using a painted body color with a trim piece or a painted piece here that coordinates with the mullions, but really just kind of making this a little simpler and a little stronger as far as how it relates to the overall massing. I think too, we've worked hard to try to get the concrete kind of pilasters or piers to kind of talk to the upper part of the building, so these things are coursing down and a lot more kind of, you know, they're just a lot better related to the overall upper part of the building. Let's see. Just keep moving here. Additional elevations. The north elevation facing the park. Again, you can see how we've graded up higher along the north wall. How the reveal articulates between the west mass of the building and the and this arm here. And the west elevation again, just straight on, looking at how the concrete base steps down. And this is the would be the, that proposed trash loading area off to the west. Again, the lighter color here, and then back in the distance here, the that little screen wall enclosure. So entry canopy. This obviously is addressing a couple issues. One is looking at some of the detail at the entry canopy. We're proposing a glazed, maybe a fritted, laminated glass and metal system for the entry canopy at the main entry, as well as the one down the side a little bit more here. But in terms of street address, the name of the building, Lunasol, you know, this we aren't sort of finalized on our graphics package yet. We're going to be working with a marketing kind of branding consultant to get some imaging and look at potential logo and that kind of thing. But just in terms of looking at the main entry to the building, this is the scored concrete paving system at the sidewalk here. We have some more detail on that. We'll show you when John talks about that. And you can see the infill metal system here, and then beyond the siding panel. This is the courtyard, the recessed courtyard between the two kind of front bays of the building. This is our storefront aluminum system. We'll have an additional metal spandrel system here, and then a glass panel that'll relate to the glazing of the decks. This whole piece kind of rides up and provides this kind of more delicate screen here that articulates between the two front bars of the building. And then we've got this landscape, the planter here toward the front. And let's see. One thing we wanted to do was give you a little bit better idea of some of the materials. I know we had some questions last time about exactly how the materials are arrayed on the building. So just kind of working our way from grade. This is the aluminum storefront system, basically a 2.5-inch metal storefront system here. This is the painted concrete base. This is the edge of the canopy. And then this is the corrugated metal siding, which is vertical and painted this darker color to help it recede and work a little bit better with the glass. This is the painted wood panel color that weaves through here and reappears. We've got a 6-inch wood trim piece vertically, and then the vinyl window system sets within that. So you've got the major frame here of the painted wood vertically and horizontal, with the vinyl window system sitting within that. I want to clarify a little bit more about our fenestration size. We've typically got a 4-foot window here, overall 8-foot opening, so probably a 5'6" by 4-foot window here with a operator toward the bottom there. And just in terms of section, I mean, this is just a overall along Slater there, how the canopy could work, the recess. This is the 12-inch structured kind of base of the building, the wood frame type 5 structure above. And let's see. Landscape. No, these things are kind of blurry here. I think you've got a little crisper rendition with the package we handed out. And wire resolutions. I really apologize for that. Didn't mean to slight the landscape. But so you might want to just look at the handouts and we can work between that. Let's talk about just a couple of quick things here and then hand it over to John. Along Slater, you know, one of the big changes we made was to get paving that would help get pedestrians to the sidewalk after they get out of the cars from the parallel parking and not damage the landscape strip along the front along Slater. Then the other thing is just to develop this connection along the north facade of the building if we're unable to load or to have the trash pick up from the west part, we've developed this a little bit more where we'd have a temporary trash enclosure area here and then a connection out to pick up, again, if we had to have trash and service along Slater. But John, I'll turn it over to you a little bit. They've got a better, more crisp.
Well, I'm John from Wiseman Design Group, and what was discussed the last time was, as Jeff just mentioned, that you'd like to see some pedestrian walkways or a paver system from the sidewalk to the parallel parking that will go along Slater Avenue there. We're just thinking that that's probably a 2-foot square paver where you get some ground cover growing in between it and just allows, you know, if there is parking there, that someone can walk through that without disturbing the landscape. The other items that were brought up was, I know Phyllis was thinking that cistus wasn't the right approach along Slater, so we went ahead and changed that to an evergreen shrub, a viburnum Davidi, and that will be with some grasses and liriope and red twig dogwoods in there. So we have a little bit of native and drought-tolerant planting. And as Jeff stated, that along the north side here, we did provide a temporary location for the trash and then also added a concrete area for the trash to be brought out during trash day. Other items that were brought up at the last meeting was on the west facade, giving the west landscape area 30-inch depth of planting. See if I have a. This is a quick section of what that would look like, and getting plants to trail down to help cover some of the exposed concrete at the base of the garage there. And as stated last time, we were thinking that would be like a Cotoneaster damarai that was very similar. Well, actually, the convention center in Seattle where you see it on I-5 that trails down. That's the plant that we'd be using in that application. And then jumping back to the master site, the one comment that was brought up is use native plants. And I changed all the non-natives to natives in there. And
that was just a misprint though, right?
Well, yeah, the coral bark maples, those are vine maples. So. And the other thing that was addressed was providing some site lighting. Can't really tell in here, but we have a bollard light that is along the trail here. There's about 6 of them. And then we also have some flanking the garage entry down here at the main entry. The other thing that was, since we're at the main entry right now, is that we'd probably have some sort of accent concrete banding delineating the pedestrian zone to the entry to the building, and then have some sort of tighter scored concrete, maybe with another color that enhances that area. And I believe those are the items that were addressed in the last meeting.
Thank you.
So let's see, I'm just going to keep moving here and wrap up. This is the metal mesh screen that you mentioned is around the west patio, and then an infill at the south elevation of the building where the garage opening is. And then similar to last time, we presented typical landscape, site material, hardscape, some of the lighting fixtures, some of the bollards that John mentioned.
And we try to pick a color of it, work with the building, so it doesn't stand out.
And let's see. I believe you saw these before, just in terms of some of our precedences. We wanted to clarify that we weren't using, you know, a stained cedar, that it was a painted material. But I think, again, just some of the notions of the materials and you know, some of these claims, especially on the west facade of the building, where we kind of pulled, if you will, the kind of the cladding of the building down a little bit tighter. Just quickly, I'll go over the floor plans here. Just in terms of the way the building works, you know, this would be the main lobby of the building where we had the view earlier. We have the leasing office here to the right. Base Capital's office here toward the west, so they have the view out toward the courtyard that kind of wraps here. An additional lease space here. Elevator core for people that have parked in the basement coming up to the offices, or the occupants, the people in the apartments, you know, whether they park below or they're leaving for, you know, to take a walk, or any pedestrian linkage to the sidewalk system here. And obviously the garage down. And let's see. Floor plan. Basically, we've got the units and all the configuration in terms of, you know, everything correlated and working well with the facades. Basically, two bedroom units here on these corners. Studios inboard here. One bedroom's toward the west, and then a kind of an alternating plan of two bedrooms and studios kind of in this area here, and in this area here. And let's quickly. Just typical garage levels. This would be the level, the highest level of the garage when you come in down from the bay, or from the from Slater down to 194. This would be the trash area here, temporary dumpster storage. This is the trash chute coming down from the units before, so the dumpsters would be rolled out here, wait here, and be picked up on trash day, assuming we can get this easement. And then an additional easement here for the basement stair to exit toward the west that way. And let's see. End of slideshow. Okay. So, just open the floor for any questions or.
Jim, could you put up that one of those renderings of the west facade? Yeah, right there is good enough. So that that concrete wall is on the neighbor's property, right?
It's on the property line.
And that the concrete well, there's that landscape area between the west wall of your parking garage and the rock wall. Whose property is that?
That's on the neighbor's property.
That's
as
on
well.
The neighbor's property. Okay. Is there anything planted on there right now?
Not really. I think there's some native plant material, weeds. No, I don't know. It's some kind of. I mean, it's not really weeds. It's some kind of ground cover. It's pretty dense. It's. I'm not sure what it is. Some kind of vine or something.
It shows it on that context photo you had.
Oh yeah.
It's just kind of. Ground cover.
I was just thinking it would be nice to put something up there. Maybe Phyllis would have some ideas. And it's not your property, so I don't know.
Hey, I'm already so pleased with what they did with this. You know, I'm reluctant to have them do any more neighbors landscaping just because this is so great. do you have that picture?
The
just that. Okay. Now you piqued my curiosity. Which, is it that stone wall?
Yeah, the rockery is here, and maybe just blackberry vines or something.
Looks like probably blackberry. Nice stone wall.
So we'll be shoring the stone wall and that existing and all the earth during construction. So just leaving that all in place. Yeah, you can see on the site. This is our. Property line here to the west, so you can see a little bit of space, Eric, between face of the rockery, maybe a 4 foot, 5 foot strip of soil.
Well, if you get permission from the property owner to do what you want, you might plant a few little shrubs up there.
Yeah, because if it is blackberry, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna make your place look diminished. It's a thought, not a mandate. At least me, I don't know about Eric.
Hey, Jeff.
On the elevations, colored elevations in our, on our pamphlet, 4-inch horizontal siding, is that, I assume, is wood siding we're talking about?
That's correct. It's our typical wood siding.
Are we making decisions on color selection and things of that nature, or?
I think this was intended to be the final look.
Final look of everything. Well. Did you bring any samples of materials of the elements?
Or? We don't have any actual physical samples in your packet. We've got, I think toward the end there's a panel that has, should be in there. It's not, it's, yeah.
Which we have. Oh, there we go.
Oh.
It's about 5 or 6. It's near the back. About
near the back?
5 pages from the back. Yes, it's the 5th page from the back.
So working from the leftover, you can see the different mullion colors, you know, more of a clear anodized lighter storefront for the office, and then a vinyl window system. Then moving to the mid column, we have the concrete colors, and then our accent wood panel color. And on the right hand side, you can see the kind of the body colors of the 4-inch and the 6-inch paneling, and then the vertical siding in the glass.
Here's your landscaping plan. The landscaping plan indicates some warm colors of could be concrete, could be pavers. What are the impervious surfaces?
This would just be a city standard scored concrete. Along the right away here.
So city standard scored concrete doesn't look that nice. It's usually kind of a gray, warming. Am I right?
Yeah, it's not this color.
So it's not this color. Yeah, we got a little surprise on another project. I was romanced by the colors of the palette and got to the site and it was gray. Of course, you saw it on a gray day. It didn't help here. So I suppose that's. That's the issue, too, isn't it?
Usually I'm okay with that.
What kind of crushed rock is that?
In the path?
Mm-hmm.
Decomposed granite or 1/4 inch minus crushed rock.
So like a gray basalt or a
well, the,
crushed
or
the granite?
The
you're saying either way it's just granite?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For the areas to the north and south of the building, it is on private property, so the applicant would have the ability to create pavers if they wanted to, or if it's required.
So, we're just asking questions, right?
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. I guess I wanted to ask a question of the board, and that is, on the previous project, we were talking about exterior colors on a color picture, and we're doing the same thing right now, so I would probably say I would prefer to say, and I wanted your input too, that although the renderings were looking nice, certainly better than the last applicant, I would like to see some actual materials and what the colors really are.
I have to agree because Does this begin to look familiar on the elevation?
You are equating it with the last application?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, if you look at the sample, it's very different.
It's not agenda.
Not agenda.
It's not agenda.
I also think it's nice to see the actual stuff. That's something that we'd be willing to look at just sometime prior to building permit.
Yeah, I don't think I want to hold up the building permit process, but I mean, most of the sustain or, you know, there's a few products, the metal probably is pre-primed or painted before it gets to the site, so, you know, you probably have only a dozen choices of colored metal, but that's fine, you can work around those, certainly. So I would say that I wouldn't want to hold up the process, but I would like to have a final look at the selection, the color selection.
I would agree, because I think we had some unpleasant surprises when we went on our tour. That specifically in that regard, the colors. Is it
where it shows up most? I guess to me, it's the site concrete work. You know, you look at this; it really engages well with all of the plants. But then you get into the situation where we can't, because, you know, the city potentially can come back later and then, you know, cut it up and patch and repair. And they're probably not going to use the same scoring joints or patterns and pavers, and they don't
want to.
So I think we have to be kind of realistic as to what can go down there and what is actually what's actually stamped concrete with maybe colors and what is not. That actually may be a good question, since you're up, if you don't mind. I got a question to you, please. Of the site plan, I'm looking at the, not this one. Well, actually, let's stay there. There's probably nothing there that the city really requires that is concrete, right? I mean, all that is, that's part, that's not even your property. That's,
well, that's
sidewalk. That's the...
right-of-way.
That's public right-of-way. Right-of-way. So that would be city-approved right-of-way.
Okay, so
there.
So that edge right there would be city-approved. Now let's go back to the previous slide, I guess. The one that should, yeah, that one. So, the sidewalk on the east, yes, that all has to be maintained by the city, but the remainder of that work would not. Now the question is, do you want it all to match, or do you have some parts that are highlighted, and
or do you?
Why would you highlight the back of the building and not the front?
Exactly.
You know,
the only part that's highlighted or a different color would be at the entry. This would be some sort of accent colored concrete band, and then here would be a tighter score joint with a color to be determined. And this would just be, granted, there's probably some visual problems with the color of this, but this would just be the standard city Kirkland scored concrete and their color that they would use.
I would add that there's some rich plantings going on that I think are going to
break it up
a lot. And over in that urban forest, that's a ridiculous name, the crushed granite, that's a really nice material. You know, the only area I would be concerned, and there again, this is your generosity, so I'm, you know, it's that you're doing this in the first place, is just that center area, just because you've got that beautiful crushed granite. You know, you can't do, like you already said, you can't do much around the perimeter, but maybe the center, just so it doesn't die because you've done so much nice stuff around it. But I think your concern around the sidewalk and on that side, I just think there's a lot of rich plantings that are going to take care of it. And the beds, I think, were done really well. So I'm not as concerned. I think the scoring is a nice touch, even if it is just on dull gray. Looks good when it's wet, which it is most of the time. I mean, you know, if it was just a blank sidewalk in front of a blank wall, like we often see with a blank parking strip with a flat grass, like, oh, I don't know, maybe in front of a car dealership, being hypothetical, then I'd be concerned. But I think if that's what it has to be, I don't think this is going to be a bad place for it.
Okay.
But that center area maybe might be kind of fun to do something a little more upscale. But like I said, I hate to mandate it because you're doing so much in there. I think being so generous, it's just a thought. Even the crushed granite is generous, and good luck finding it, too, because it's really hard to find these days.
Well, we're thinking it's either that or a quarter-inch crushed rock.
Yeah. It would be nice if it wasn't basalt, maybe something a little richer or in tan, you know, or something like that. But like I said, it's...
Bedrock. Go to Bedrock. They have that stuff.
Yeah.
All of you.
Have you been to Bedrock?
Hmm? Oh, no.
We're talking about the glass?
You're talking about going down to Bedrock.
No.
We're talking about Bedrock?
It's a place. It's a place near Bell. No, actually, near Interbay area.
So I'm not worried about the sidewalks. This time.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments?
Well done.
No? Get the gavel.
I have no question.
Bring out the gavel.
Right out the gavel, but he has a question. Go ahead.
I know, I have no question.
This, by the way, has a city serial number. So.
Well,
do we need a? Have you got First John? Have you got it pretty well?
Yeah, there was only two questions I had because I'm looking down this list, and the only things I didn't see maybe mentioned. I think the signage was mentioned in terms of the residential component, but I didn't see any information on the commercial component where signs were going to be placed. And the other item was, I saw how they dealt with the rooftop appurtenances, and I believe there was a comment from the previous meeting about venting on the exterior. Venting?
Oh, venting.
I think that was a question that I had, and I think the answer was that was used in fireplaces and other things, and you're not using fireplaces. And so what Jeff did on this design, I think, is an excellent resolution of the problem. And showed us the mechanical units and collecting them in the center of the building and the overhangs for the elevators and all that stuff.
Matching materials.
Matching materials and having a screen that worked and also providing a parapet, too, that you could see on the perspective that helps do a better job of hiding it. It gives you a little bit more depth on your elevation, I believe, which I think was fine, too. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was a good resolution.
As far as the commercial signage, you know, we'll have the address for the building on the front, and we'll have the name of the project, Lunasol. The Lunasol actually will relate to the. We got a turn here, but I think sort of setting the tone for the residential component, the commercial component. When the street address is sort of seen, given identity to the building, we'll have the directory for all the ground floor office tenants in a directory in the main lobby of the building. We won't have, you know, signage for the company names on the exterior of the building. It'll be like sort of any office building you go into with all the, you know, the suite numbers on a directory. And
are you sure about that? It seems we'll see if that actually
refer to
that metal screen is.
But that concrete panel, I think you called it, above the office space on the
neon. You're thinking.
I'm just saying I could understand why a company might, if they're having a direct access to the exterior along that northernmost office space, that having a company name above that door might be illogical, might be something they desire.
Yeah, the
I see a logical place for it along that concrete panel.
Right.
You're talking about.
Well, I think the reality of the office access for a lot of these things, Eric, is they'll be, you know, a lot of the people that come to these offices will drive, and I think
so. They'll come up through the.
I think they'll come up through the. Elevator. So what we've tried to do for all the office suites is have a strong identity off the common hallway as well. So, you know, I would venture this entry of this office space would probably get as much foot traffic, if not more, than that one.
Yeah.
That's how we see it right now operationally.
I can just imagine a tenant coming in and saying, I want to have some identity. But again, I see a logical place for that sign, so I'm not particularly worried about that.
So that's the only questions I had. Otherwise, they've addressed all the items.
So, do we have a motion to approve, subject to seeing final material color samples?
Yes.
In the building permit process?
I second that.
Well, I wasn't your first.
You just moved it.
Then I'll second it.
Okay.
Subject to one slightly long-winded second.
What do you think? Did she figure out who first moved? Okay, good. Had somebody. All right. Any discussion? Oh,
yes, some minor discussion. Only one point that I can think of. Aside from the fact that I just think everything that he's done in the last week has gone toward making an already pretty cool building into a pretty cooler building. You know, I love the addition by subtraction of the base. To me, it's stronger. It's more like your diagram. I think the darker reveal is really a successful, nice move, and the articulation of the base now along the west side seems more in keeping with the sophistication of the way that base podium plinth is articulated at the front, which is really, I think, very, very nicely. Only thing.
But. Hate the but.
If the design is developed, there's a chance to possibly reconsider that stripe across the top of the west. Maybe in the course of
the color change, you mean? Maybe the paneling?
When I look at the low northwest view of this thing,
well, it's on this north and south as well.
It looks a little boxy. Thinking about how if maybe the arms of the building were thing one and that whole band of west was just a slightly different color, that maybe the color move was made in between, you know, on either sides of your slot.
You're saying a vertical color change rather than horizontal.
Well, that the whole mass, that whole west end, was
this
a solid color.
Here, Steve?
That piece was color A, and maybe move your cursor to the right. That piece was color A prime. You know, that might have made that subtle difference between those two pieces. Because it seems like if you just look at the west elevation all by itself, there is that slot up the middle. It's busted up into two masses. It has these secondary roofs. There's a lot of decks. There's a lot of activity. It sits on a fairly lacy, what now is a fairly lacy, articulate base, which I think is a very nice gesture. To me, it would have been stronger if maybe that whole thing was still a block, but maybe that block was a different color than the arms, you know, than the other.
So this whole sort of bar along the west potentially get a slightly different color than the arms.
Than those. It's not.
Yeah. Then the arms.
Maybe it's, the striping to me seems. I mean, that's the only contrivance where you change something based on just an arbitrary stripe. But that's paint. And every other aspect, the building's pieces are articulated and their language is very clean. They're treated as blocks or as a podium they sit on or lighter elements cut away from the blocks. That's the only case where you deviate from the rigor of this building, which is really just a nice... And I think we should approve it. I think we should approve it enthusiastically. That's the only thing. I wish maybe that somehow in the next couple of months as things are gelling together that maybe we get a chance to take a second look at, because I really like your thing.
So that's not so much a motion as a suggestion.
That was seconding it, I think.
It wasn't a mandate, it was a suggestion.
So if we call for the question...
Right? Am I right?
That was a suggestion.
All those in favor, emphatically.
Aye. Bang it extra hard.
Anyway,
okay. Thanks for a lot of good feedback on this project.
Yeah. Well done, Jeff.
Okay. I have one item because I blew by it at the beginning. Approval of the minutes of July 24th.
I don't know. That's kind of catchy, isn't it?
Can we change the color of it?
Okay, so is the yellow copy? Are there any comments?
Nope.
Is there a move to approve?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor? All those in favor seconded?
Aye.
So our next meeting is the 17th?
I don't know. I forget. I think it's the 17th, yeah.
17th of September?
That's Park Place.
Later.
Probably so.
I think I'm going to return this back. I think that's a fine thing to see when they want to file.
I'll tell you where it's the city's going to file it.
For the 424 Central.
Yes.
Do we want to try and sneak him into the 4 Park Place?
Yeah, I think the 7th. Yeah, probably.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because we're skipping our...
No, let's make them wait towards the end.
Give more time.
Just
to
for not stuff. Showing up, they have to sit and wait 3 hours.
I think it's going to be a full audience, too. I would
Think. Well,
we'll just have to figure out the best way to put it.
I don't know if they would want to do that. I mean, imagine this place being absolutely full of people who would like to talk about it. The other project, Park Place.
I guess it's their option, right?
That's going to be a complex meeting. We'll put some thought into that.
Yeah, see what the 424s.
I would think they would not
reaction.
Why were they gone for a year? It's the same owner, right?
Paint colors switched, but it's the same owner stuff.
The what switched?
I thought the owners.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Still going to be
same arc, not a different architect though.
No, same architect.
Yeah, same one.
Same.
Back in
interesting.
Colors are tougher for something for years.
They're just pondering that 6-inch planter all that time.
Yeah. Or should we paint it?
Oh, yes, we did.
Are we adjourned? All those in favor?
Yep,
all
those in favor. Aye. We're on a part meeting later. Those who want to talk like pirates, say aye.